Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Back in here, 9 o'clock hour on a Monday edition of Morning Drive. ESPN 102.5 The Game. Nick Braden, D-Mace, and Marquise. Coming up at 10 o'clock this morning, it is time for another installment of Darren, Donick, and Chase. And the man who makes it go from 10 to 2, Darren McFarland, joins us for his weekly hit. D-Mac, we appreciate a couple of minutes. How you doing this morning?
Good Monday morning, gents. I'm going to be like D-Mace on Thursday. Let's get on with it. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. Before we get to the Preds, because there's a lot to hit on, I genuinely felt for you on Saturday because you needed it, you wanted it, you deserved it, and I know we're in a competition. I felt like you earned it. Virginia Tech with 17.5 and silly underdogs, and the stinking Notre Dame Fighting Irish ripped your heart out again. I actually felt for you.
I appreciate it. I could have used those 17.5 points times three. But, you know, you got to start somewhere. And I felt good about it, but, you know, it's kind of my season in a nutshell. What are you going to do? I mean,
it's pretty much how it is, Ofa.
Well,
not Jofa, but Ofa.
What am I going to say? I can't counter with anything. Hey, Coach, I tried.
Just spend 4 hours ripping on him today. It's fine.
I felt good about it. I liked the game plan. It just didn't work out by a point. You know? I mean, what are you going to do?
Yeah, you had a better selection than Arthur Smith did, so what are you going to do? Predators, Rangers, Saturday. I mean, you can't sit there and blame UC Soros. I thought he played really well. But what did you see on Saturday coming off the heartbreaking loss Thursday? Saturday game, we know the Saturday woes this team has for some reason. Maybe playing down to the competition, although the Rangers are probably better than their record indicates. What was your biggest takeaway from Saturday's game?
Can you guys hear this? I want you to hear. This is my takeaway. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
On to Detroit tonight, 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock. I mean, you know, what are you going to say? I mean, it's the team you're supposed to beat. I mean, you're better than them. It didn't work out, and you're right. UC Soros, don't blame him. I mean, he was just coming off his last win. I mean, Chris Kreider had a breakaway midway through the second period. I mean, they had opportunities to blow wide open, and UC came up with some huge saves. They get a power play goal from Victor Arvidsson, and I don't know. I mean, everybody loves matinee hockey. The building was jam-packed. It was a great atmosphere. Everybody was ready to rock and roll. Everybody was kind of moved on from Thursday's tough loss where they were up in control, up 4-1, and they lose a crazy one, 6-5. And by the way, add that one to the crazy stat list. I mean, you know, we're going to sit here and scratch our heads on why the Red Wings and the Florida Panthers and the Arizona Coyotes. Well, add the Calgary Flames. The last 8 of 9 trips to Nashville, the Flames have skated away with a victory. Explain that one. I have no idea. I get it. Last year, they were the number one seed in the Western Conference. But 8 of the last 9 times in Nashville, the Flames have won. Add that one to the list. I can't explain it. But you move on. You get a point. It was tough. It was a fun hockey game on Thursday night. So you move on. You get a Rangers team. You know, they're rebuilding. Yeah, they landed Panarin. Yeah, Zibanejad had the most points on the team. He wasn't even in the lineup. He was Albert. It's the team you're supposed to beat. It didn't happen. I mean, that's just life in the hockey lane of 82 games in a regular season. Now you go on a long road trip and you try to correct it and get better. I mean, you've got winnable games in front of you, and we'll see how they respond. I thought they would respond Saturday after the heartbreak of Thursday. They didn't, and congrats to the Rangers. They're getting better. They're getting faster. They're not there. I don't think they're a playoff team, and they came away with 2 points in Nashville.
And I don't even know what the question is here, Darren, about Saturdays. Like, I don't even know, like, what to ask. Like, I don't think the players have answers for it, so I'm assuming you probably don't either. But, like, what do you make of them being, like you said, all the weird stats, you just rattled them all off. Like, what is it about Saturdays?
I think you can tell by my laughter. I have absolutely no answer to that, Braden. Honestly, I knew it was bad. Until you guys rattled off that number, what was that, a couple weeks ago, I didn't realize, like, whoa, like it jolted me. Like, I knew it wasn't good because I even made jokes last season, like, man, that, you know, Saturday games, man. What is the deal with Saturday home games? It's the atmosphere is always electric. It's crazy. And yet, for whatever reason, they're not getting it done. Now, I will say this, Braden, and I don't know if this answers. It doesn't answer it, but I'm just going to bring a point that Hal brought up on Saturday's postgame show, and it's a valid one, in my opinion. When you come in here, right, this is any sport. When you're the road team, and you're especially equipped like the Rangers where you're okay. You know, you can on any given night, you can beat anybody. But, you know, for the most part, over 82 games, it's all going to play its way out. And they're not a playoff team. They're not there yet. They're getting there. You know, when you walk into this place, you come to Nashville, you already know the ref. You've been here. You know it's a tough building. You know it's a tough bar. You know everybody's going to be screaming against you. The goalie knows that you're going to be told you suck. You're laser focused, right? That's any sport. You go on in a tough road environment, and you should be focused. Well, I think we're seeing that the reputation around the league is this is a tough place to play. It's going to be sold out. It's going to be loud. It's going to be gold, and it's going to be a tough environment. So guess what? You better be ready to lace up your skates and get after it, or you might get embarrassed. Well, it seems like that is the approach, and that message is working for the opposition because they come in and they're ready to play, and they realize we don't want to get embarrassed tonight. And you know what? I think there's some validity to it. I don't know if it answers your question because I don't know if there truly is an answer other than we all throw our hands up and go, I can't explain why Saturday home games have been so tough on the Predators.
D-Mac, Saturday we saw Jofa reunited together on the same line. There was some success with it. It's something that Peter Laviolette knows he can always go to whenever he needs to. Do you think we'll see more of it, or was that just something to get a little bit of a spark and a little bit of a jump?
I do think we'll see a little bit more of it, although it's a tough one because Cale Yarncroke has played so well. He has. You have to give him his props. I mean, Cale Yarncroke has slid up there with Johansson and Arvidsson and played really well. But I've been hinting about this, and we've been talking about it, like don't be surprised if that doesn't happen. And indeed, it's happened. Look, it's hard to talk about lines in hockey, as we all know, right, because they change. They're so fluid. It's always in motion. It's hard from game to game. It's hard in game because things change. I mean, Peter Laviolette, for example, a game like Saturday where you're just as a coach trying to get something going, you're going to flip people around. You're going to move bodies around just to try to get something going and see if something sticks. So will it stay this way? You know, I suspect, Nick, for the time being, especially on this road trip, probably so, but would we be surprised if at some point it doesn't go back to what it was and maybe slides back with Granlund and Duchesne when it looked really, really good, that combination? I wouldn't be surprised at that either. So I'd say for the time being, yes, but, you know, I don't think anything's long-term, especially in a long hockey season.
D-Mac, good stuff as always. We will be listening today, and we'll see you in about 45 minutes.
Yep. Hey, the man crush continues. They did have the one goal was a power play goal, so I hope you tweeted from the toilet. So.
There's going to be a moment, if this keeps up, where I might actually get a Dan Lambert tattoo somewhere on my body.
I think clearly in the lower back.
Yes.
Well, yeah. Well, what is the number they have to reach for you to get to that level?
If they finish, because let's face it, tattoos are basically permanent. If they finish in the top five percentage-wise in power play success rate, I will get a Dan Lambert tattoo.
Lower back.
Wow. No, I want on your calf.
You don't get to pick. It's my body.
My body, my choice.
Exactly.
They do have a power play goal in 9 of their 14 games this season.
It's pretty good.
So, okay. You know, I'm just saying, they're moving up the ranks. That's on, you know these things are recorded. So
yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
People
we
are
got in fact it. Listening.
Thank you, Darren.
You guys.
You got it. Darren McFarland joining us every Monday at 9 o'clock. I swear.
Dang
God
you.
Is my witness. You can mark the tape right now. 9:13 on Monday.
Fifth or better.
Top five.
You will actually get. What if it's like a little tiny face?
Yep. No, even if it's just like a little cursive DL.
Not DL. His name. Dan Lambert.
It needs to be.
Or you can put L dog.
No, just Lambert. Lambert in like that old English font.
I
on
wanted
his
to
lower
go
back.
From waist to waist. Like, I just from
hope.
Back. Yeah.
I just hope it's not going to be
from
like
low
that.
Handle to low handle.
I hope it's not going to be like that scene on The Waterboy where Nick comes in the studio and he's like, you know what? Well, Mama don't know. Won't hurt her, and all of a sudden he just breaks down his swim trunks and has a Dan Lambert face tattoo on him. So, no.
What about a chest plate?
No.
Like a chest plate.
No.
Lambert and the Nobody's press power.
Maybe I would get like on my lower calf, like down towards the ankle.
Kind of like
WWDLD.
Kind of like what Rex did.
What would Dan Lambert do?
I don't know. I think he just needs to say L Dog.
Yeah, L Dog.
Let me get L Dog on my forehead.
The old English font down the back of the arm, you know, L Dog. How about Dan on one arm and then Lambert on the other, on the
That'd
back of your
sweet.
Tricep?
That'd be sweet.
You know how you always see the athletes? Marquise, you got letters on the back of your arm.
Go from worst to first.
Yeah. But you got to be jacked to do that. Like, because if you got scrawny arms, you can't.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Hey, if they finish first in the power play, can you get Lambert rock across your belly?
Lambert life, like Tupac. PP life.
All right, around the NFL is coming up at 9:30. The big finish at 9:45. I'll start thinking about more tattoo ideas during the break. Stay there. It is Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game. I came to my senses during the break. Can I make a slight addendum here a little bit of an audible?
Nope.
I was just thinking about this.
No.
Like the high of being on the radio just kicked away. It dissipated away during the break.
Nope.
Here's what I would have to do. It would have to be power play success, like I said, top five. Or let me ask you if I can get another option. What if they finish in the top 10 in power play? Mm-hmm. But it results in a cup, because that's what it's all about, right? Like, I would feel like a real bad individual to have a tattoo just because of power play success. Mm-hmm. That doesn't result in a championship.
No, Nick.
Yeah, I disagree. I think
it's power play. If they are five or better in the power play, you got to get L Dog written across your back.
Plus, I think it's cooler. Like, you get more street cred. Yeah. Like, anyone can get a cup championship trophy.
Exactly.
No one's got a Dan Lambert power play tattoo.
Nobody goes from worst to fifth or better.
Maybe that's what the tattoo is. Yeah. Worst to fifth.
Yeah. You got to do it, man. You got to do it, Dan Lambert.
You're the one who said it.
Yeah,
nobody
said it. Right. We didn't.
No, I'll do it. I will do it.
You.
I will do it.
You did it.
How about this?
Don't give him no eyes.
No. I'm gonna make it worse. Between fifth and first, the tattoo gets progressively bigger and gets moved to a different spot of the body. So if they're fifth, you know, it's one place on the body, and it can be a small little, you know, DL if you want or whatever.
No, he has to get the name spread out.
Then it's fourth, then it's, you know, the full name. And if it's first, second, or third, you need the middle name in there. It needs to be – I don't even know what his middle name is. But it needs to be – and then if it's first overall, it needs to be full name and the percentage, like 23.5%
across your belly,
on your circling around your belly button.
DL 22.3, is that a Bible verse? No, that's Dan Lambert 22.3%.
L Dog, baby, L Dog.
I've got his Wikipedia page pulled up right now. It does not look like he has a middle name.
Power play life.
Yeah, just put Dan. Power play Lambert.
DLPP for life.
23.5%.
There you go.
All right. Around the NFL coming up at 9:30. Before we do go around the NFL, last night, Sunday Night Football, D-Mace, I know you are certainly somewhat fond of the Baltimore Ravens, having spent many years there. I think you probably enjoyed that performance last night.
Yeah, I did. You know, and it didn't surprise me because... You know, the Baltimore Ravens is the one team that seems to give the New England Patriots fits, seems to give Tom Brady a headache anytime they play, whether it be, you know, Dean Pease at D coordinator or Rex Ryan. And now I forget the coordinator's name. Goodness. But. They always find a way to confuse Tom Brady. And it was no different yesterday, last night. That was an inspired Baltimore Ravens team led by Lamar Jackson and Mark Ingram, those two guys. And that defense played awesome. But they're getting healthier.
Don Martindale.
Yeah, Don Martindale. Jimmy Smith is back. They won't, you know, their secondary is probably one of the best secondaries in the National Football League, if not the best. They said something very interesting, and I think this is what this can tie into the Titans and their situation too. He said during draft night, Coach Harbaugh said, "Listen, let's stop trying to let's stop using this Bill Walsh approach. Let's stop trying to find that next, you know, prototypical Bill Walsh quarterback. Let's do it different. Let's win a different way. Let's find a dynamic quarterback." And they drafted Lamar Jackson, and he's been everything that they thought he would be. And I told Braden this.
I would say he's even more than they thought he would be.
I told Braden this, I think off air earlier in the show. I said if his completion rate rating or percentage was higher, he would be literally unstoppable. There's nothing you can do to stop him. If he was a better passer, just incrementally better than what he is now, because he's gotten better from last year to this year. If he was that guy that was completing, I don't know, 70% of his passes, and if he could throw on the outside a lot better, the guy would be literally unstoppable, because there's not a defense that you can implore against him if he's able to throw outside. What do you do against him?
Yeah, I think that's – so the three things I saw last year that I thought said, you know what, I need to see something better from you, Lamar, even though he was great. Mm-hmm. And listen, I was one of the guys who thought, you know what, I'm not sure if he's going to ever work, if he's ever going to be accurate enough. He was an under 500 passer, under 50% mm-hmm. passer at Louisville up until his final season, I think, and then he actually finally was over 50%. You know, the accuracy was always a concern for me, and that he's always had the arm strength and the quickness and the ability and the intelligence, but like it was always just a concern. And I'll be first one to put my hand up and say, listen, I didn't think he was going to be a great quarterback. I'm dead wrong about that. I still think the league will catch up to his skill set eventually. The three things I wanted to see him do: protect the football better, because he had 12 fumbles last mm-hmm. year in like 7 starts. So you can't turn the ball over. You got to have better ball security. Right now he's only had, I think, 4 fumbles in the same number of starts this year. So he's protected the football a little bit better. Number two, he took way too many shots last year on direct hits without getting out of bounds or getting down. He's mm-hmm. been better about that this year as well. And to your point, he needs to be more accurate. And he's been more accurate this year. So like he's done all the things that you were asking him to do to be the better player. And so far he's done it. And a huge credit to what he's accomplished. I still think you can, if Belichick can't do it, I don't know who's going to be able to do it. But he still struggles outside the hash marks, outside the numbers. Mm-hmm. The deep outs, you know, he's still not – he threw a couple balls last night, even though they were dominating, where you're just going, that's just not a throw he normally makes, which is the outside deep – the deep outside routes outside the numbers and hashes is still where he struggles in a big way. And that's the one area where the greats are great, right? Mm-hmm. Where Rodgers and Breeze and Brady and Manning, when they're at their best, they can make that throw. And that's why it's the toughest throw in football. And so until he can do that, maybe that's the only thing holding him back. But so far, he's fixed everything else in his game.
There's still a part of me that thinks RG3. There's still a part of me that thinks Mike Vick. A, can Lamar Jackson continue to do it? Because we saw Robert Griffin have a flash the first year and change mm-hmm. until he got hurt.
Vick did it for a lot longer than Griffin.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
Vick was around for a while.
Vick's completion percentage always concerned me. I believe it was in the mid to high 50s. But the one thing that always bugged me about Vic was he would openly admit on the air mm-hmm. he has trouble sliding. Like, he physically can't do the baseball slide. Mm-hmm. Like, Russell Wilson's great at it. Used to be a baseball player. Mm-hmm.
56% for Vic.
That's what I was thinking.
For career, so you were about right. Yeah. But he played – I mean, he played from age 21 to 35 with a couple stints at Leavenworth. But Vic is one of the few guys that has played that. And he revolutionized the position from the beginning. He was the original – you know, this guy, when he came on the scene at Virginia Tech, his redshirt freshman year, we were all like, what? Like, he's the one who changed the position. Mm-hmm. Michael Vick is. And he lasted a lot longer than Robert Griffin.
Oh, yeah.
But that element, Lamar Jackson last year took way too many hits. And Marcus had this problem to some degree.
And he was beat up last year, Lamar Jackson.
Right.
He got beat up last year. Marcus, the same thing. You just take and we saw it this year when he's diving over piles, Marcus, and taking those unnecessary hits.
It's in a like, preseason
dude,
game.
Exactly. Like, dude, get down. It, mm-hmm. I mean, live to see another day. And you know, those are the things that you know, separate those quarterbacks that play that way. Cam Newton, same thing. Now he's feeling the effects.
Well, and Kyle Allen's throwing BBs right now.
Exactly.
Vic took a team to the playoffs 4 separate times. He won playoff games twice. two different teams actually took the Eagles twice and the Falcons twice, but that playoff win in the snow against the Packers is one of the more historic games for a player of his caliber. The question is, you know, Vic did it. Robert Griffin took his team to the playoffs the first year, but that was the game that, right, Shanahan probably shouldn't have brought him back.
He shouldn't have been playing that game.
And he shouldn't have played, but after that he wasn't the same player. Robert Griffin is like the worst faller in the history of the NFL.
Yeah, he can't slide.
He can't fall. So if Lamar learns how to do that and then protects the football and can be an accurate passer, there's no stopping the guy. I mean, I put your hand in the air if you thought he wasn't going to be a great quarterback. I'm one of them. I didn't think he was going to be great, and here he is. And they're torching a historically great Patriots defense. Granted, they had not played a great schedule. The Patriots had played a pretty soft schedule to get to 8-0. So,
Big Finish coming up at 9:45. Coming up next, we go around the National Football League.
Now, let me tell you guys first about Spring Hill Heating and Cooling, of course. Winter isn't coming. It's here, and that means time for an HVAC checkup. This is where Spring Hill Heating and Cooling comes in. They will take a look at your house, come out, give you a whole complete checkup twice a year, join the Comfort Club. And they'll make sure to save you money on maximizing your home's efficiency. They'll also protect your home from a potentially costly repair. Now, they can't guarantee everything's going to work perfect because, you know, you never know what's going to happen in the coldest months of the year when everything's working overtime. But they also can be your emergency plan as well. So they can help you prevent. They can help you save money. And when something does happen that is really costly, they will provide you with great service and exceptional financing options as well. Spring Hill Heating and Cooling, they've opened up a second office out there on Highway 100 south of Dixon. So now they can cover twice as much territory with twice as much personnel. They've doubled in size because you have rewarded them with your business because you trust them. Over two decades of experience in Middle Tennessee, locally owned. You can get to the top quickly if you need to talk to somebody. They will take care of you, I promise. It's why my family uses them, and we're not using the other guys anymore. It's time to get a checkup. It's about to get cold, folks. Winter is coming. It's about to get cold, and that means you need Spring Hill Heating and Cooling. SpringHillAC.com is the website. SpringHillAC.com. Join the Comfort Club today. Get that house checked up. Make sure it's safe and efficient. It'll save you money, I promise. Tell them Braden sent you. SpringHillAC.com.
9:33, welcome back in. Monday edition of Morning Drive. The Big Finish coming up at 9:45. Darren, Donick, and Chase at 10 o'clock. Teron Davenport is in the house. I'm sure he'll be on within the first segment or two of that show, so stay tuned for that. Right now, Marquise, we go around the National Football League.
And bring some pressure. And that matchup we've been talking about is right there. Mel Dean, DK Metcalf. Second and goal from the 10. Wilson fires. Hollister, touchdown.
Russell Wilson, 378 yards, 5 touchdowns in an overtime victory against the Tampa Bay Bucks. And we got to see Christian McCaffrey yesterday. We just talked about Lamar Jackson in the last segment. This is a close MVP race because you got Russell Wilson, you got Lamar Jackson, you got Christian McCaffrey. Who would you give your MVP vote so far of the season?
Christian McCaffrey.
Russell Wilson for me.
Oh, man.
All of them are great and worthy, but I don't think... There are some other elite players, like Luke Kuechly. There's some other really, really good pieces on the Carolina team, although the quarterback being injured is a big deal. I just think Russell Wilson's carrying that team right now.
For me, if most valuable player, goodness, man. I think all three of them, because if you take Christian McCaffrey off of Carolina, without, you know, they're not as good as they are or shown. You take Russell Wilson off the Seahawks. I mean, Geno Smith is not going to give you much. And then you take Lamar Jackson away from what Baltimore does, and they're not I don't think their offense flows the way it does. So
they still should be able to run the football,
But what happens is...
We're splitting hairs here.
What happens is, because he's the quarterback, it gives those running backs a little bit more crease, because they always have to prepare for the quarterback to, you know, take the ball back and run. So... I don't know. Either one of them. I mean, I think it would probably go to a quarterback. And, I mean, if they said Russell, no one would argue.
I would take my McCaffrey vote and take it a step further. I think you can make the case, and I don't think it'll happen, but I don't think you're wrong if you try to make the argument that Christian McCaffrey is the MVP of the NFL, and you can make a case for Chase Young as Heisman in college football. Won't happen.
I have no problem with. I think I have no problem with Chase Young being in the Heisman conversation right now.
Yeah,
Yeah, I mean, he should be in the conversation.
Yep.
I mean, the problem is with Ohio State, they've got three dudes. Yeah. Fields and Dobbins are both in the conversation
running back,
as well.
The quarterback, yeah. And now the defense.
But Chase Young, I think, will be the number one pick in the draft.
To Marquise's point with the DK Metcalf highlight there for Seattle, I just got the numbers. Let's compare real quickly.
His numbers are pretty good.
To A.J. Brown. DK Metcalf, 29 catches. A.J. Brown, 26. Yards, Metcalf, 525. Brown, 429. Yards per catch, Metcalf 18, Brown 16.5.
But what's the Titans ratio? Like, there's a quotient that you need to add into the equation.
Because the quarterback in the O-line?
Because he plays for the Titans. Yeah. So, I think you need to multiply all of his numbers by 5.
Well, they're very close.
If he played for Russell Wilson.
Metcalf.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Metcalf, 5 touchdowns, Brown, 3. It's a slight advantage, Metcalf, but your point, offensive line and Wilson.
One plays for Russell Wilson.
Yeah, and I mean, they use him. I think they use him a little bit different, Metcalf, in regards to Brown. So
he's been more explosive than I thought he would be.
Yeah, he has been. They use him.
The only thing he can do.
Yeah, the only thing he can do is just run deep routes.
But nobody thought he was fast. Didn't he run a real poor 40 time?
No. Everyone thought he was
4.3 guy.
Yeah, everyone. He's a one trick pony. He can't run any other route. Like, all he can do is run slants and nines. Like, he can't do anything else.
What were we talking about at the combine with Metcalf?
Because he was so big.
That's
injuries.
What it was.
Yeah, injuries.
Because he was so chiseled, right? Like, his body fat was like 1%.
Which, didn't he have an injury? I thought he had surgery in preseason camp, too.
I think you're right.
Like,
it was minor knee surgery he had.
Is there such a thing as minor knee surgery?
Well, I think he went and got it cleaned out. He didn't have anything that was going to keep him out for a long time.
I just don't understand anything called a minor surgery. Like, that feels like an oxymoron to me.
So you would
say you're having surgery, it's just freaking surgery.
Like what Tua had.
Right. Like Jared Garantano. Like, he clearly was bothered by it. You had wrist surgery. Don't say minor wrist surgery. Just say wrist surgery.
Yeah, I don't think
if you're sedating me and you're cutting me open, it's surgery.
I don't think you can have a minor wrist surgery. I think you can have a minor knee surgery because some are meniscus, which you can play terrifying. The next following week if it's torn a little bit, go in there. Or then if you tear an ACL or MCL, that's much worse than, you know, a meniscus.
I'm just not sure anything should ever be considered minor surgery. Just surgery.
From 43 yards away, Adam Vinatieri. Oh, he missed it badly. Pittsburgh is a minute 11 away from getting a huge win.
Pittsburgh now 4-4 of the season, and you know Jacoby Brissett out for the Colts, so obviously that plays a huge factor in this division alone. But and Brian Hoyer entered that game, but Adam Vinatieri, man, it seems like we're watching a legend crumble in front of our eyes.
He's the greatest kicker of all time, but it's over.
Yeah.
If his name wasn't Vinatieri, he'd have been cut already.
Yeah.
They would have cut him.
Dude, what is the deal with kickers?
Like, they only have one job. One job and one job only.
But, I mean, I remember a time when field goal kickers were pretty good. Like there are so many teams like below 90%, below 80%.
But it seems like every since they pushed the extra point back, it seemed like kickers have gotten worse.
Even on field goals?
Yeah, even on field goals.
Which doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense whatsoever. But if his name wasn't Adam Vinatieri, they would have cut him long because he's cost him 3 games. Now, he's won him a game last week, but he has cost him 3 games, I believe, this season.
And that was a huge win for Titans fans if they hadn't gotten destroyed yesterday.
Exactly.
And DeLenzi, look out from the side. They were coming hard. That's Noah Fant breaking tackles in the secondary. There he goes. Foot race. Ward can't get him. He's in for the touchdown. 75 yards. Allen has thrown his second touchdown pass for the Denver Broncos.
No, I'd say teams are playing us a little bit different. We just have to take what's there. I think there's just, I mean, execution and taking what's there. They're not going to give us some of the one-on-one shots that, you know, we had last year. It's a different team. Teams are playing us differently. So we just have to be able to execute.
Browns lose to the Buccaneers, or the Broncos, excuse me, lose 19-24. And a lot going on social media with Jeremiah Whitehead, who's now cut from the Browns now. And it seems like with two coaches in their first years, Adam Gase and also Freddie Kitchens, it seems like both of them aren't on the right path this season. And both of them could probably be the coaches that are on the hot seat, along with Dan Quinn, that can possibly be fired this year.
Here is the headline. This is just one of many headlines. I'll just mm-hmm. This is from Yahoo Sports. Browns cut Jermaine Whitehead after racist Twitter rant that includes death threats.
Yeah, to a Browns employee.
Like, what?
Hey, dude, regardless if it's a Brown employee or not, why would you send that?
What?
It makes no... Like, what are you accomplishing, man? I don't get it. Mm-hmm. What are you accomplishing?
A pink slip.
Yeah, that's what he did accomplish. Now, you took that six-figure contract you had, and now you're not getting the money no
more. Maybe he just wanted to play for the Patriots.
Nah, Patriots ain't even picking him up after that.
This was go read his tweets.
It's just awful.
And he was directing them, like, basically a Browns radio network employee basically said, "Hey, so this guy's tackling today's been a joke," which again is analysis. It's a little harsh, but like it's still just analysis. He then proceeded to take it to some serious levels, but. Baker Mayfield did miss an open Odell Beckham on fourth down.
Like, yeah.
Beckham beat his guy off the line, and Beckham was visibly angry about it on the sideline.
I think he said something like, "I can't catch the ball I can't get the ball to save my life."
Yeah, like Baker's seeing. Talk about seeing ghosts with Sam Darnold. Baker's seeing ghosts. They had the play. You know, maybe the safe call was to go to Jarvis Landry over the middle on fourth and four.
When
I don't know.
Double team? Nah.
But I mean, like.
That team is imploding. That team is imploding.
What Freddie Kitchens did last year down the stretch was fool's gold.
Yeah,
it's all about fire him. It's all about Kitchens and leadership. To me, they don't have leadership, and they don't. And that's the head coach. I also don't like the comparisons to Hugh Jackson. Like, oh, he was 2-6 at this time, or 2-5-1, and you know, Kitchens is 2-6. Well, Hugh Jackson had like a whole other season before that where he was like 0-16.
So who's the first to go then, Freddie Kitchens or Adam Gase? Because you lose to. The Dolphins. Yeah, the winless Dolphins team at the point.
They're both, I mean, I don't like firing coaches that quickly, but Gase, at least you know who he is. Like, you've seen other, you know, you can look at Adam Gase and say, oh, there's a track record of success or failure, and we're not going to
Freddie Kitchens ain't going to get no better.
But Freddie Kitchens doesn't have, you don't know what he is, and this is all you know right now.
So the Browns lose to Brandon Allen. I saw this correctly yesterday on Twitter. Three quarterbacks
named Allen
win yesterday. Brandon Allen, Josh Allen, and Kyle Allen.
I believe, I think this was on the Titans broadcast, it's only the third time in NFL history that three guys with the same surname started on
and
the
won.
Same day. I definitely don't know if anybody's ever won that way. I'm assuming there's been a weekend where a bunch of Johnsons started or a bunch of Williams or, you know, something. I don't know.
Smith.
But Allen's a pretty common surname, so I just thought that's one of those interesting factoids that you only get from like stats and information departments. You're like, oh, thanks for that.
And one of those Allens defeated your Tennessee Titans. Yep. How about that?
Damn.
Cool.
Big finish coming up next here on Morning Drive.
We've had a big show. And now it's time for a big finish on Morning Drive.
It is time for the big finish. We do it each and every day at 9:45 here on Morning Drive, and it's brought to you by Braden Gall.
The Nashville Soccer Club, NashvilleSC.com is the website. You can go there right now and purchase season tickets for the inaugural MLS season, which will be the next soccer match we have in this town, which will be MLS soccer coming up next season after a fantastic season for Nashville SC ended this weekend with a 1-0 loss to Indy 11. Congrats on a great year, but now it's on to bigger and better things in the MLS, and you need tickets, so go to NashvilleSC.com.
Hollywood, let's get to the rewind. And we welcome you into a Monday edition of Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Boys, I would love to come in here this morning ticked off for greatness, calling for heads, saying this, that, and the other thing, showing, you know, a ton of passion and vitriol and rage. But last week I said Panthers by 7 to 10 points. I felt it in my bones all week, so I can't really be mad if I saw it coming, can I?
It's starting to become a burden on the defense. This is what happens in the National Football League. Come November, December, teams start separating themselves from others. If one side of the football is not pulling their weight and you don't have that transcendent player, you're going to start to slowly slip. And the team and the side of the ball that was playing really well start to decline. You know why? Because you're putting too much pressure on those guys to perform at a high level, not every game, every play. And the defense will never say anything, but it's unfair to them. And they've had to hold up this sort of Herculean effort for the last 9 games. And we saw the last 2 weeks that the dam is starting to break.
Yeah, it's like that movie star in the movie where you somehow find yourself hanging from a really tall location like a building or a cliff or a tree or something, and you got like two hands and like a knee on something, and then all of a sudden you're down to like two hands, and then you're down to like one hand, and then you're down to like one finger, and all of a sudden you're just sort of hanging there, right? And like, I think that's how it feels watching the team. Like, you kind of faked your way into two wins. Let's be honest, the Chargers should have scored on the goal line. Jameis and the Bucks went up and down the field and had to settle for field goals, and then gave you two turnovers inside the 10-yard line. We said last week, you take the wins are great, you celebrate them, and then you move on. But if you're going to play those types of games routinely in the NFL, you're not going to survive.
Here's what you do. Nissan Stadium will hand out handheld electronic devices. And to increase the interactive experience of the fan, you will actually get to vote on what play Arthur Smith calls before the snap. It'd be a tremendous way to get fans involved, you get a sellout, you feel like you're a part of the game. But the Titans' Wi-Fi would be so bad, we'd just get screwed up anyway.
And it's only a suggestion. It's not locked in stone.
Yeah,
we all get to be play suggesters. They need to
43% say off-tackle left. All right, let's go off-tackle left to Derek Henry.
If they make the playoffs, I go buy a Marcus Mariota jersey, and I'll wear it for a whole week straight. If they make the playoffs.
Could it be a onesie?
I can't fit
a
onesie.
With like a little flap in the back onesie, so you can go to the bathroom?
If the Titans make the playoffs, you have to go on social media in a Titans Speedo.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Live during the show.
Don't worry, you're not going to have to do that because it's not.
Has to happen live during the show outside, yes. So it's very cold.
Oh, yes. Hell no.
We welcome in our buddy Corey Curtis from News 2.
I saw the exact game I expected to see. I expected them to go there and struggle offensively and to look inconsistent and look disjointed and just look like they don't have it all together. And that's exactly what they looked like, except some of the problems bled over to the defensive side of the ball this time.
So Saturday night, right? Go to bed, 10:30 or so, shut off social media, fall asleep, wake up Sunday morning, check my Twitter, check my mentions, check my DMs. Got a DM from Spiro Ditas, NFL play-by-play man for CBS, who Titans fans you should all love because he's the official, well, I should say, he's the unofficial television play-by-play man of your Tennessee Titans. He says, "Hi, Nick. Do we know each other? Have we ever met, worked together, crossed paths?"
I think we should have done a dramatic interpretation.
Hey,
Nick. This is Spiro.
You seem to tweet about me a lot. Care to discuss?
I will say it is interesting that you tweet about this man a lot.
So I pulled
How
up.
How many times have you tweeted about him?
Yeah. Well, I've got three of them right here since October 13th.
And why aren't you tagging him?
I didn't know he was on Twitter.
Well,
and once I realized he is, he's got 3,700 followers, and that's why I didn't know he was on Twitter, because he's got no followers. It's not so much that I'm ripping Spiro Ditas, because I think he's a solid guy. It's more of a shot at the Titans organization that, look, when you're basically irrelevant, these are the broadcast teams you get.
What game did he call yesterday?
He got the Jets and the Dolphins.
Yikes.
So we were actually elevated. We had Greg Gumbel yesterday and I think Trent Green. So we had like the number three team. But October the 20th, I tweeted about him. Uh-huh. I said, "Not sure how I feel about Ian Eagle doing the Titans game today. Spiro Ditas has grown on me." I'm giving love to Spiro.
I think you guys should develop an online relationship.
Darren McFarlane joins us for his weekly hit.
Hey, the man crush continues. They did have the one goal was power play goal, so I hope you tweeted from the toilet.
There's going to be a moment, if this keeps up, where I might actually get a Dan Lambert tattoo somewhere on my body.
I think clearly. Wow. I think clearly in the lower back.
Yes.
What is the number they have to reach for you to get to that level?
If they finish, because let's face it,
top
tattoos
five?
Are basically permanent. If they finish in the top five percentage wise in power play success rate, I will get a Dan Lambert tattoo.
Lower back.
Lower back.
Wow. No, I want on your calf.
You don't get to pick. It's my body.
My body, my choice.
Exactly.
They do have a power play goal in 9 of their 14 games this week.
It's pretty good.
So,
okay.
You know, I'm just saying, they're moving up the ranks. That's on, you know these things are recorded. So
yeah.
You can mark the tape right now. 9:13 on Monday.
Fifth or better.
Top five.
You will actually get, what if it's like a little tiny face?
Yep.
No,
even if it's just like a little cursive DL.
I want, no, not DL. His name. Dan Lambert.
I would get like on my lower calf, like down towards the ankle.
Kind of like
WWDLD.
Kind of like what Rex did.
What would Dan Lambert do?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think he just needs to say L Dog.
Yeah, L Dog.
Let me get L Dog on my forehead.
Can you get Lambert rock across your belly?
Lambert life, like Tupac. PP life.
Shoot. And that was the Morning Drive Daily Rewind. It's a part of your Big Finish each and every day at 9:45 here on Morning Drive. So a great night of sports coming up tonight. Predators and the Red Wings at 6:30 puck drop here on 102.5 The Game. Pre-game coverage obviously will be an hour before that. And then also Monday Night Football tonight, Cowboys and the Giants.
That should be a good one.
Lots of drama in college football, too. Florida State is open. That's one of the best jobs in America. What's the trickle-down effect going to look like? That could affect Kentucky fans. You know, USC could be coming open here soon. They're going to hire a new AD this week, so lots to track in the coach. This is about the time that the coaching carousel gets started.
Well, speaking of that, Dennis Dodd just tweeted sources confirming Lane Kiffin has expressed interest in the Florida State job.
Of course he has. He's interested in every job.
Okay.
Doesn't mean he's going to get it.
All right, that's it for us here on a Monday. Have a great rest of your day. We will talk to you tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Bailey, DJ Nashville, I love ya.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.